One night my chum, Speedycut, who had been with me at Rugby and had come sucking round me since my rise to fame, he was well off, suggested we should go to a new haunt in St. James. I think it was the Minor Club, in fact. We could try our luck at the tables first, and then at the wenches upstairs, he said, and afterwards go to the Cremorne and watch the fireworks, topping the night off with devilled ham and a bowl of punch, and perhaps some more girls. It sounded all right, so after collecting some cash from Elspeth, who was going to Store Street to listen to one Mr. Wilson sing Scottish songs, my God, I set off with speed for St. James. It was a frost from the start. On the way to the club, Speed was taken with the notion of boarding one of the new buses. He wanted to argue with the cad about the fare and provoke him into swearing. The bus cads were quite famous for their filthy language, and Speed reckoned it'd be fun to have him get in a bait and horrify the passengers. But the cad was too clever for Speed. He just turned us off without so much as a damn your eyes. And the passengers tittered to see us made asses of, which did nothing for our dignity or good temper. And the club turned out to be a regular hell. The prices, even for arrack and cheroots, were ruinous, and the faro table was as crooked as a line of Russian infantry, and a damn sight harder to beat. It's always the same. The more genteel the company, the fouler the play. In my time I played nap in the Australian diggings with gold dust sticks, held a blackjack bank on a South Sea trader, and been in a poker game in a Dodge City livery stable with the pistols down on the blanket. And I met less sharping in all of them put together than you find in one evening in a London club. We dropped a few guineas, and then Speed says, "This ain't much fun, I know a better game." I believed him, so he picked up two of the Cyprians in the gaming room and took them upstairs to play loo for each other's clothes. I had my eye on the smaller of the two, a pert little red-haired piece with dimples. Thinks I, if I can't get this one stripped for action in a dozen hands, then I've lost my talent for palming and dealing from the bottom. But whether I'd taken too much drink, for we had punished a fair amount of arrack, dear as it was, or the tarts were cheating too, the upshot was that I was down to my shirt tail before my little minx had removed more than her shoes and gloves. She was trilling with laughter, and I was getting impatient, when a most unholy din broke out on the floor below. There was a pounding of feet and shouting, whistles blowing and dogs barking, and then a voice called, "Cut and run! It's the traps!"